Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We have a great visit with our good friend Stephen Moore. Steve is the editorial board member of the Wall Street Journal, economics writer there, the author of several books, including The End of Prosperity, including his brand new book, Who's the Fairest of Them All, WSJ.com, right, Steve?
WSJ.com, you got it.
Yeah, and you can find, and of course, if you take the subscription like I do, Steve, I don't take the paper subscription anymore. I read the journal on my iPad and on my phone, on my Droid phone.
Well, welcome to the digital age.
I know it. Well, I tell you, I used to travel with 4 or 5 Wall Street Journals sticking out of my briefcase. Now I don't have to do that, so I like that. Okay, Steve, big news of the day is Secretary of HHS, Health and Human Services, Catherine Sebelius, former governor of Kansas. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Sebelius, right.
Yeah, Sebelius. She is going to be on the hot seat in front of a congressional committee today, explaining what happened to, among other things, to the website. And you're going to be covering that. So what's going to happen?
Well, you know, all eyes are going to be on HHS secretary this morning. She is the one who was in charge of designing the website. So obviously she's going to come under grilling for that. But also everything we've been talking about, you know, what happens to these people who've lost their health insurance? What happens to businesses that can't afford Obamacare? You know, what happens to people who are seeing a doubling of their premiums and their deductibles? I mean, I think she's going to come under grilling from both parties, and I wouldn't be surprised if she doesn't make it. I think she's going to be the fall lady here, and I think she's going to get fired within the next couple weeks. Somebody has to be fired. I mean, when you have a $500 million screw-up, somebody has to be fired. Has to be accountable.
But, Steve, here's what I don't understand. You and I both know that in 08 and 12, and actually every day between the 08 election and 08 campaign and the 2012 election, the Obama administration had the big data power of slicing and dicing the electorate within an inch of its life. I mean, if a guy in a Florida precinct twitched like he might vote for Romney, they had a guy in Ohio who knew how to call him or email him and tell him to get back in line. I mean, they had that kind of granular control. This same organization can't build a website. I have a hard time believing that, Steve. It almost makes you wonder that this is intentional. I mean, how could you be this inept without doing it on purpose?
Well, because I don't think it's intentional. I think it's just that this is government. You know, this is central planning, and the lesson of history is central planning doesn't work very well. You can't have the government trying to run a healthcare system for 300 million people.
So should we be saying
all sorts of snafus like this?
Should we be saying if you love the Obamacare website, you'll love your healthcare under Obamacare?
Yeah, and one last thing. You know, I had dinner last night with Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Right.
He has legislation that we all have to get behind, which basically would simply say, if you actually like your current health plan, you get to keep it.
Please,
it codifies in the law what President Obama promised.
That's right. And so what will that do to Obamacare? I mean, that'll change everything. That completely changes the dynamics. What is the number of that law? Does it have an ID yet?
I don't know what it is, but if people go to Senator Ron Johnson's website, they can get information. This is catching up steam.
Folks, please, please go there. Every one of you, even if you don't fit this profile, I promise you, you have a friend or a loved one who this was going to fit. This is touching everybody. We need, Steve, we need to get behind that.
Oh, no question. I mean, and it's, you know, I think you're going to get huge number of Republicans and Democrats behind this because this was the central promise of Obamacare.
Right.
If you like the health insurance you have right now, if you like your doctor and your hospital,
and how can the Obama administration argue with this?
Because they're going to say these plans don't comply with their new, with their new mandate.
What happened to guaranteed?
And
what happened to guaranteed and period? You know,
Yeah, exactly. And what happened to, if you like it, you get to keep it.
Period. Guaranteed. That's what he said.
Yep.
So, all right. So, folks, Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, he's a great member of the Senate. I'm glad to hear somebody's moving forward with this. We need this. Steve, I need this. So I'm glad to get that good report. Hey, Steve, thanks for the good reporting.
All right.
A good job today. We'll see you. I know you'll be on television all day long today. Folks, look for Steve Moore on television. Handsome guy. You'll recognize him. Really smart, too. Come back soon, Steve. We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.